Once you've identified the inpatient resources available to you and your department, it is important to familiarize yourself with each one. To be effective in helping a member in need of inpatient services, it is not necessary to be an expert on every single provider, program, or facility out there. However, it can be incredibly helpful to have a general idea as to what services are offered by each resource, what limitations each resource has, and the procedures for assessing them. For instance, you would not want to send a member experiencing severe substance use concerns to a facility that does not offer medical care, or is not otherwise equipped to provide for a safer detox, as the psychological withdrawal from certain substances can be deadly. So, upon identifying each potential resource, we challenge you to run each one through the following questions and track the answers per your BHAP protocols. What do they do? What don't they do? How can the resource be assessed? It is important that any follow-up questions reflect the needs of your organization. Furthermore, it is also important to revisit this information periodically to ensure that it remains up to date and no changes need to be made in areas where this information is maintained or disseminated. Similar to outpatient services, there are some standard qualities that you want to look for across inpatient service providers. You want to make sure that confidentiality is a top priority, that the inpatient facility and providers are committed to maintaining the privacy of the first responder, and that they inform the member of any limitations of confidentiality in an upfront, direct manner. This can help build trust in the program and alleviate anxiety the member may feel about their mental health concerns or personal information being shared with others who do not need to know. You also want to assess for cultural competency of the program and its providers. Does the program have providers who are knowledgeable about the customs, beliefs, and values of first responders? Though it is not necessarily a hard requirement that providers be directly familiar with first responder service or the unique challenges that face as a result of their professions, knowledge of these factors can help reduce barriers to treatment and improve outcomes for your members. And lastly, you want programs and facilities that are easily accessible. In other words, services at inpatient facilities should be affordable and easy to reach. Additionally, admission processes should be designed to reduce possibilities of unnecessary stress exacerbating the member's crisis. Though it will be up to you and the rest of your behavioral health access program team to determine other qualities that providers, programs, and facilities must possess in order to be considered a part of your network. We argue that these three qualities are non-negotiable and should be prioritized at all times. When vetting a potential inpatient services provider, program, or facility, there are several questions to ask to determine if they are likely to be a good fit for the needs of your members and organizations. Furthermore, it is important to understand the implications and possible consequences associated with the responses you receive. For example, awareness of the insurances accepted, if any, can help reduce the chance of a first responder feeling like they must choose between their mental well-being and the financial security of their family. As another example, knowing the treatments offered and the professional discipline of the providers can aid immensely in communication with the member and in coordinating follow-up care after discharge. Ultimately, the specific questions asked in your vetting process should be determined by you and the rest of your BHAP team, as you are the ones most familiar with the unique needs of your member. The questions listed here and on the next slide, much like the qualities listed previously, are recommended as the bare minimum. Asking additional questions through the lens of what is meaningful to your organization and its members is essential. Listed here are additional questions to consider when vetting potential inpatient providers, programs, or facilities. In addition to questions specific to treatment and process, you will notice that this group of questions also encourages you and your BHAP team to consider what you can do to facilitate a mutually beneficial relationship founded on respect and reciprocity of care. This is a crucial aspect to building and maintaining the professional relationships between organizations and individuals that ensures first responders receive the highest quality care in the most expeditious and effective manner possible. Beyond that, it serves as an opportunity to expand your network, increase your access to additional resources, and normalize all levels of mental health care. Asking these questions is just part of the vetting process. After receiving the responses, it will be up to you and your organization's Behavioral Health Access Program team to determine who passes the standards you've set forth. Though having multiple options is rarely a bad thing, there is something significant to be said about quality over quantity, particularly when it comes to inpatient mental health care providers. After asking these questions and any additional ones your team has settled on, then you will be ready to formally establish your referral networks, as you will have put in the work to identify what you'd send your members to as well as who you would not. Members aware of the work that went into vetting the providers to whom they are being referred are far more likely to approach inpatient services with an open mind and assess various levels of care again should they require it in the future.